It's time for today's Ship Report Minute. I'm Joanne Rideout. I was reading recently about new ship technology that creates a layer of air bubbles along the outside of a ship's hull. Why would shipbuilders want to do this? Well, this brings up the issue of friction and its huge role in the maritime environment. Friction is defined as the resistance that one surface or object encounters when moving over another. Vessels use friction to their advantage all the time and deal with it as a problem in many areas as well. Vessels going upstream must use more fuel to overcome the force and friction of going against the current. Friction between wind and the water helps create waves, and the longer the wind blows over a given stretch of water, friction causes waves to build higher and higher. Friction on the bottom of a ship's hull, where it is immersed in the water, is an age-old problem. The smoother the bottom of the ship, the less friction. Friction causes ships to slow down and to use more fuel to get from one place to another. Boat owners typically haul out their vessels at least once a year to scrape the bottom free of things that have attached themselves to the boat, such as barnacles, a kind of small, crusty sea creature, and grasses and algae. All of these things create friction. Historically, vessels have used bottom paint to keep things from growing on their bottoms, but such paints emit toxins into the marine environment. But back to that layer of air bubbles. Air causes less friction than water against the ship's hull, and a constantly moving layer of air bubbles also can prevent living things from growing there. This technique has great promise as a non-toxic way to reduce friction on a ship's hull. That's today's Ship Report Minute. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. I'm Joanne Rideout. If you have a maritime question for the Ship Report, please email me at ships@shipreport.net.